What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The story happened in the fall of 1987, but for years David rarely talked about it. Part of the reason was that he couldn't explain what he had seen. The other reason was that whenever he did tell someone, the reaction was almost always the same. People smiled politely, nodded in the right places, and then found a way to change the subject. Nobody ever called him a liar, but he could tell what they were thinking. If someone had told him the same story, he probably wouldn't have believed it either. At the time, David was 12 years old and lived with his parents just outside a small Midwestern town. The area was mostly farmland and patches of woods connected by narrow county roads. It wasn't unusual for kids to spend entire days outside riding bikes, fishing in creeks, or wandering through the woods with friends. Parents expected their children home by dark, but beyond that, there wasn't much supervision. On the evening everything happened, David had lost track of time at a friend's house. The sun had already disappeared by the time he started home, and he knew his mother was going to be unhappy. To save a few minutes, he took a shortcut through a wooded area that connected his friend's neighborhood to the road leading toward his own house. The path was familiar. He had walked it dozens of times and knew every bend and turn. Even in the dark, he could have followed it without thinking. The woods eventually opened onto a narrow two-lane road that cut between stretches of farmland. There were no streetlights, very few houses, and almost no traffic once the sun went down. Most nights, the road felt completely isolated. As David emerged from the trees, he noticed a pair of taillights in the distance. The sight didn't seem unusual. In fact, the car was the only thing moving anywhere along the road. He paused for a moment, waiting for it to pass before crossing. At first, he assumed the driver was slowing down because of the curve farther ahead, but after watching for several seconds, he realized something didn't look right. The vehicle wasn't getting farther away. David frowned and continued watching. The taillights remained steady as the car traveled down the road, yet it never seemed to make any progress. It should have reached the intersection ahead. It should have disappeared around the bend. Instead, it remained at almost exactly the same distance, no matter how long he watched. At first, he thought it was his imagination. The explanation made sense. It was dark, he was tired, and distances often looked different at night. Yet the longer he stared, the harder it became to convince himself that nothing was wrong. The car continued moving forward exactly as a normal vehicle should, but something about the scene felt off. In a way, he couldn't explain. One moment, the taillights were there. The next moment, they were gone. There was no gradual fading and no turn onto another road. The lights didn't dip behind a hill or disappear around the curve. They simply vanished. For several seconds, David stood frozen beside the road, staring into the darkness where the vehicle had been. His first instinct was to find a reasonable explanation. Maybe he had looked away without realizing it. Maybe there was a driveway hidden by trees. Maybe the curve blocked more of the road than he remembered. None of those possibilities felt right. He had been staring directly at the car the entire time. A chill worked its way through him as he continued staring at the empty road. Suddenly, the darkness seemed different. The silence felt heavier than it had a few moments earlier, and the stretch of pavement ahead no longer looked familiar. Without fully understanding why, David stepped backward until he was partially hidden by the trees and continued watching. Nothing appeared. No headlights emerged from the darkness. No taillights returned. The road remained completely empty. Eventually, he crossed and hurried toward home, resisting the urge to look over his shoulder. By the time he reached the house, he was breathing hard and trying unsuccessfully to convince himself that he had simply misunderstood what he saw. His parents assumed he was nervous because he had been walking alone after dark. David considered telling them about the car, but the story sounded ridiculous even inside his own head, so he kept it to himself. For the next several weeks, however, he found himself replaying the experience over and over. During the day, he could usually convince himself there was a logical explanation. At night, those explanations became much harder to believe. Every time he pictured the disappearing taillights, he returned to the same uncomfortable conclusion. The car had been there one moment and gone the next, and no amount of rationalizing seemed capable of changing that memory. Eventually, he told a friend what happened, hoping that another perspective might help him make sense of it. Instead, the conversation produced exactly the reaction he expected. His friend laughed, offered several practical explanations, and treated the entire story as the sort of misunderstanding that naturally happens when a kid is walking alone after dark. David didn't argue because, in truth, he wanted those explanations to be correct. The alternative required accepting that he had witnessed something he couldn't understand. After that, he stopped talking about it. Life moved on, and as the years passed, the memory gradually became one of those strange experiences that occasionally resurfaced but rarely demanded attention. He graduated high school, left town for a while, built a career, and eventually started a family of his own. Although he never completely forgot the disappearing car, he became less certain about what had happened. Memory has a way of softening even the strangest events, and over time he began wondering whether the darkness had distorted what he saw or whether the story itself had grown stranger through repetition. That was what he believed until one afternoon nearly 15 years later, when he overheard a conversation that immediately transported him back to that lonely stretch of road. Two co-workers were discussing local legends when one of them mentioned a disappearing car seen on an old county road outside town. At first, David barely paid attention. Then he heard the name of the road, and the hair on the back of his neck stood up, because they were talking about the exact place where he had seen the car vanish. For several seconds, David simply listened as his co-workers continued their conversation. The discussion had started innocently enough. A few people were trading stories about local legends from the towns where they grew up. Someone mentioned a haunted bridge. Another talked about strange lights that supposedly appeared outside an abandoned farmhouse. David paid little attention until the conversation shifted toward a disappearing car seen on a rural county road. At first, he assumed it was just another ghost story. Then the details started matching. The The road was the same. The curve was the same. Even the location where witnesses claimed the car vanished sounded identical to the place where David had watched those taillights disappear years earlier. By the end of the conversation, he felt the same uneasy sensation he had experienced standing beside that road as a 12-year-old boy. For years, he had treated the incident as an isolated event. Now he was hearing people describe the exact same thing as though it were common local folklore. The discovery stayed with him. Over the following weeks, curiosity gradually became an obsession. Whenever he had free time, he searched for information about the road and the stories surrounding it. Most of what he found consisted of scattered references buried in local history groups, newspaper archives, and early internet message boards. The accounts varied in their details, but one element remained remarkably consistent. People kept reporting a car that vanished near the curve. Some witnesses described taillights disappearing into thin air. Others claimed they followed the vehicle only to lose sight of it moments later. A few insisted the car never seemed to reach the next intersection, no matter how long they watched. What surprised David most was how long the stories had existed. Several accounts dated back to the 1970s, others appeared even older. One local newspaper article from the late 1960s briefly mentioned reports of a mysterious vehicle that occasionally vanished along the same stretch of road. The article treated the story as little more than local folklore, but that small detail immediately captured David's attention. The reports existed before his own experience. That mattered. For years, he had assumed memory was the problem. Children misinterpreted things. Memories changed with time. Strange experiences often became stranger when viewed through decades of hindsight. Discovering that other people reported the same thing should have reassured him. Instead, it had the opposite effect. The more evidence he found, the harder it became to dismiss what happened that night. Eventually, curiosity got the better of him. One Saturday afternoon, David drove back to his hometown. He told himself he was simply visiting family, but deep down he knew there was another reason for the trip. Before the weekend ended, he found himself turning onto familiar county roads and heading toward the place he had avoided thinking about for most of his adult life. The landscape looked different than he remembered, like many places revisited. After childhood, everything seemed smaller. The woods appeared thinner, the road felt narrower, and distances that once seemed enormous now looked surprisingly short. Yet he recognized the curve immediately. Some memories never really leave you. David pulled onto the shoulder and stepped out of his truck. For several minutes, he simply stood there, looking around. The road appeared completely ordinary. Cars occasionally passed. Wind moved through the trees. Nothing about the location suggested it should be connected to a mystery that had persisted for decades. He walked slowly along the roadside, studying every detail. There were no hidden driveways, no abandoned roads, no obvious explanation for a vehicle disappearing where he had seen it happen. The more he looked, the less sense it made. For years, he had convinced himself there must be a practical explanation. Standing there as an adult, he expected to notice something he had overlooked as a child. Instead, the location only deepened the mystery. The road remained exactly what it appeared to be, a quiet stretch of pavement running between fields and woods. As the afternoon faded toward evening, David returned to his truck and sat watching the occasional car pass. The experience left him feeling frustrated more than frightened. He wasn't searching for proof of ghosts or the paranormal. What he wanted was an explanation that fit the facts. The road offered none. Just as he was preparing to leave, another vehicle pulled onto the shoulder behind him. An older man stepped out and approached, apparently unsurprised to find someone parked there. During their conversation, David learned that people had been stopping along that road for years, asking questions about the disappearing car. Some came because they had heard the stories. Others came because they believed they had seen the vehicle themselves. The man had lived in the area most of his life and seemed almost amused by the mystery. According to him, the sightings never completely stopped. They simply appeared every few years, just often enough to keep the legend alive. Listening to him, David experienced a realization that stayed with him long after he drove away. For years, he had believed the mystery belonged to him. Now he understood that he was only one witness among many. Whatever people were seeing on that road, it had been happening long before his experience. and apparently it was still happening. The conversation with the older man stayed with David long after he returned home. For years, he had treated the disappearing car as a personal mystery, something strange that happened to him on one particular night and nowhere else. Discovering that other people reported the same experience changed that. The sighting was no longer an isolated memory he carried alone. Whether the stories represented folklore, coincidence, or something genuinely unexplained, he now knew that others had stood on that same road and walked away with the same questions. Life eventually resumed its normal pace. Work became busy, his children grew older. The responsibilities of everyday life slowly pushed the mystery into the background once again. From time to time, he would come across another mention of the disappearing car, usually in an article about local legends or during a conversation with someone familiar with the area. Whenever it happened, he found himself thinking about that night in 1987 and wondering whether he had finally come to terms with what he saw. As the years passed, he became less interested in finding answers. The truth was that no explanation ever seemed completely satisfying. Skeptics offered practical theories involving distance, darkness, and perspective. Others insisted the road was haunted. Some people treated the entire thing as nothing more than a story that had grown larger with each retelling. David listened to all of them and remained unconvinced. The memory never changed. He still remembered standing beside the road. He still remembered watching the taillights, and he still remembered the moment they disappeared. Eventually, he reached a point where he accepted that he would probably never know what happened. Then, more than 20 years after the original sighting, something occurred that forced him to reconsider everything. The experience happened completely by accident. David had spent the day visiting family and was driving home later than expected. The route happened to take him along the same county road where he had seen the disappearing car as a child. The area looked different than it once had. New houses occupied land that had been empty fields, and parts of the roadway had been improved over the years. Even so, he immediately recognized the curve. The memory surfaced the moment he saw it. For a few seconds, he found himself thinking about the old story and wondering how many people still talked about it. Then he noticed a pair of taillights ahead. At first, he paid little attention. The vehicle appeared completely ordinary. It traveled at a normal speed and maintained a comfortable distance in front of him. Had the road been anywhere else, David probably wouldn't have thought twice about it. Instead, he felt an uncomfortable sense of recognition. He continued driving, and the car continued ahead. The distance between them remained nearly unchanged. As both vehicles approached the curve, David felt the same nervous anticipation he remembered from childhood. He told himself he was being ridiculous. The situation wasn't unusual. Cars traveled that road every day. There was no reason to believe anything strange was about to happen, yet he couldn't look away. The vehicle reached the bend and vanished. There was no side road, no driveway, no sudden acceleration. One moment the car occupied the roadway ahead of him, the next moment it was gone. David drove through the curve only seconds later and found nothing waiting on the other side. His headlights illuminated an empty stretch of pavement extending into the darkness. There were no taillights in the distance and no sign that another vehicle had been there at all. The experience lasted only a few moments, but it erased decades of doubt. For years, he had questioned his memory. He had wondered whether childhood fear or the passage of time had distorted what he thought he saw. He had spent countless hours searching for ordinary explanations because ordinary explanations felt safer than the alternative. Now he had witnessed it twice. The second sighting didn't explain the mystery. If anything, it deepened it. What it did provide was certainty. Whatever happened on that road, it wasn't simply a faulty childhood memory. Today, David still has no idea what causes the sightings. He doesn't claim the road is haunted. And he doesn't pretend to have solved a mystery that has puzzled people for decades. The only thing he knows for certain is that he saw a car disappear on a quiet county road when he was 12 years old. Years later, after spending much of his life convincing himself it couldn't have happened, he watched the same impossible thing happen again. The road remains there today, but most people drive it without seeing anything unusual. Every so often, however, another story surfaces. Someone mentions a vehicle that never reached the curve. Someone describes taillights that disappeared into empty air. Someone tells a story that sounds remarkably similar to the one David carried for most of his life. And every time he hears one of those stories, he finds himself thinking the same thing. Maybe some legends begin because somebody somewhere actually saw something they couldn't explain.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play.
for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.